is up, folks? Welcome back to another episode of Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, which is we. So again, let's buckle up and get ready for another ride. The title of this episode is I Hacked the Matrix. All right. So a little disclaimer on this as well. Children under 18, this is not for you. 18 and under is not for you. Or maybe like 16, because I think past that, you'll be all right with just knowing what we're talking about. We're not going to get too graphic. It's not anything too crazy. But what it is I am going to talk about an experience that was the initial, I was running around that apartment saying, I hacked the Matrix. So that's the name of the title of this episode. And so I'm going to explain why I said that and that particular trip story. So this, there's a, you know, some entheogenics, some psychedelics involved in this. And so I don't want any children to be, I'm not responsible. So there's your disclaimer. And now let's go ahead and get into it. And you know, before we get into it, Harold Aho now here, practical spiritual advisor, community activist, here for humanity. Our business is Infinite You Wellness Plus Synergy. You can find us at all social media platforms under Infinite You 77, and the U is spelled out YOU, just like you see on our little thumbnail there, the graphic there. And infiniteyou.info is our website, and it is evolving. Still, we are currently looking for someone to barter or trade some very easy services to link up some the theme from Elementor. Oh, yeah, Amber's supposed to call. Anyway. We're doing things over here, and everything's, you know, evolving, and we know where we're going. So that's how you know my version of hacking the Matrix is knowing where you're going and allowing it to play its course or run its course, but also knowing that you are an active participant in it and you have an opportunity to steer the ship, in a sense, or ride the wave, if you will. So check out all of our platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, our website. And if you haven't listened to our other episodes, please do give us your feedback on everything, too. We really would like more interaction from the community. And so if you're listening to this and you hop on any of the other platforms, please just drop an emoji or a hello where you first heard me, or Infinite You, you know, what it means for you, you know, our message. This goal that we have to assist humanity with co-creating heaven on earth. And so let's dive into the story of I Hacked the Matrix. I don't remember the year, but it must have been around 2017-18. Amber and I, my partner, for those that don't know, we were going to have a night to ourselves, no children, and, take some mushrooms and, you know, play with this psychedelic world that we would do. I guess at the time you could say it was fairly often. It was, I'm not going to give you the details on how often I think or remember us taking psychedelics and making sweet, passionate love for hours and laughing and playing and dancing around the apartment or house naked, wherever we were, and camping and, you know, all the things that her and I do to maintain our connection. This is one of those nights. And man, it kicked in pretty quick. And immediately Amber was not feeling well, and she was purging. So she was in the bathroom vomiting, on the bed, nauseous, and couldn't shake it. And at that time, it starts to kick in for me, and I take a deep breath, and I'm seeing sacred geometry, and I was no help for her, and it wouldn't have done me any good to hold on to her while I'm starting to trip out. I would have, been in that space as well. And so what I decided to do, and at the time it was honestly like maybe a dickhead move. I was like, I can't deal with this. You're pulling me down. I'm gonna go to the living room. I'm sorry. This sucks. And because I, mind you, I had already been there for a while trying to help her, and my trip was coming on pretty hard. So I'm sitting in the living room by myself, and I decide I should record on the phone. And I popped out my phone and I set it up and I hit record. I'll tell you why, is because I was sitting there and I kind of zoned out for a second and, let the mushrooms, take me down whatever road they were taking me. And when I came back, but what it was is like when they were, when I was hap when that was happening, it's almost like I was going down this, I don't know how to describe it, but it's the Alex Gray art, where it's like these columns with faces, and there's just like endless columns, and it just goes down, and you can go down this corridor forever, and you can go right and left, and it's just all columns or whatever. So it was kind of like that, and every time I was zoning out, I would be going down this, drifting down these, in between these columns, and it would steer me off to the right or left, and then I would just like fade out and like would come back and be like, oh, where'd I go? And then I was prompted to take my hair out of my bun. I had it tied up, and I did that and just kind of let it out, because I'm, aware that my hair is an antenna. So my hair is now antennized, and when I drift off this time, it's almost like I'm more free in those columns, and it's lighter, and I'm able to go like forward and wherever I want and not have it dissipate. And I come back and I'm in the on the couch, and I'm like, whoa, okay, wow, my hair. I need to record this. This is information. Okay, we're gonna forget it, so let's not forget it. So I bust out the phone and hit record. And I'm running around the house after a little while, because the hair is now talking to me. I was guided to go get a shot of vitamins, and like a liquid vitamin shot, a pH balancer that has like gold and silver and all these like amazing natural organic nutrients, minerals, and vitamins and everything. And when I do take the shot, my hair is it goes into my mouth, and then immediately I got this like download, or this thing saying like, oh, sometimes the hair just wants to taste what you're tasting, and that's why it'll get in your mouth. And it's separate from you, but it's part of you. Like, that's why it wants to taste it. It can't taste it. It's not, so it's like these weird, inner dialogue thing that's going on. And I'm like, whoa, okay. So I'm like trying to test the theory, and also, just so you know, I feel we can speak things into existence. And if you want to go down that rabbit hole long enough, then you can create things, and it does happen like that. So anyway, I'm now diving into this consciousness of my hair, and how it does things on its own. And then, now piece by piece, like, or strand by strand, or a little group by group, the hair is now going up my beard, because it's long down to my shoulders, and a piece of it would clasp onto my beard or something, get stuck there, and then I could feel the freaking hair crawling up my beard and then like going into my mouth again. And I'm like, what the? And I pull it away and I'm like, okay. And then it does it on the other side. And, you know, I'm like, all right. And I'm asking questions internally, and it's like the information goes out of my hair, and then I, as the hair strand piece, one strand would be in my mouth, and go, it would be laid out across my tongue, and I would ask these questions in my head to, you know, I thought I was talking to my higher self. At the time, honestly, what I was thinking is that I was, and I can't get into the details of how it morphed into this way, but basically what I was doing, because remember, I was doing the trip report. So I have my camera recording and I'm looking at the camera. And at one time I set it down and I walk away and have like some kind of realization. And I'm like, hold on, are y'all here with me now? And it's like this electrical signal would go across that one strand of hair. And it was like a yes. And I'm like, whoa, okay, wow, signal crossed my tongue. That was a yes. Like, okay, I'm communicating with like people that are going to watch this video in the future, and they're able to communicate with me here now through the camera, and I can hear them, and like we can start communicating even away from the camera. Now I can take, hey, you're all with me, right? Zip, there's like a electrical signal goes across the hair again, and I'm like, okay, y'all are here, right? Zip. And I'm like, well, okay, Amber, hey. And oh, actually, before I yelled out to Amber, I wanted to test something out, and I started thinking, okay, so if y'all are all here, then you're here to learn. And I'm going to show you what it is to, you know, how do you raise your frequency? And so I started doing like some breath work, and then, whoa, the lights in the apartment got brighter. Like someone switched them to a dimmer mode or something and turned them on to bright mode. And I'm like, whoa, okay, that's crazy. Things just got lighter. Okay. So I'm like, let me see if I can help Amber out. And so I'm like, I don't know what exactly I'm trying to do, but I'm like trying to, you know, get us to a place where everything's better. And then I hear her, who are you talking to? And I'm like, nobody. And I was like, how are you feeling? And she goes, better. Okay. Well, I'm going to go over there. Is that okay? And she's like, all right. And so I go and I tell her what I'm having these realizations about, like, hey, the people are here with me. And I'm like, oh, you're feeling better. And I'm like, and immediately, cause we were going to make sweet passionate love that night. So I am, as soon as she feels better, I'm like, hey, let's do it. But then because I knew I had everybody with me, I was like, oh, no, we're not going to go there, guys. You're going to have to wait. I'm going to have to turn y'all off before we make love. And so I'm like laughing to myself. And she's like, what are you talking about? What are you doing? And I'm telling her about my hair. And I'm like, look, I'm going to pull it away. And here, watch. And like the hair starts doing the thing. And she's like, what? And she even recorded it. I don't even know if she has that recording anymore. But I was running. That's what she was. She asked me what I was saying. I was walking around the apartment in the living room saying, I hacked the matrix. I got them all here with me right now. I'm tapped into the future. So that's what spawned me, proclaiming that I hacked the matrix. And the funny thing is that video, I don't have the video. It stopped recording like 10 seconds, a minute, 30 seconds. I don't even remember when it stopped recording. And I knew, I heard a noise and I was like, what is that noise? And I just keep going, oh, hey. And I never even double checked to make sure I was still recording. And so who was I tapping into if I brought someone with me if nobody ever watches that video? Right, so what did I hack? You know, but let's get it to where I feel comfortable with posting this podcast because I feel like I have hacked the matrix. And that's where I want to get into what we have available with Infinite You. You know, our podcast is our way. It's just one of our mediums of expressing our stories. And, you know, there's different ways you can listen to it, and you could be driving. There's no video, you know, stuff like that. So it's one way of getting into the Infinite You journey. And, you know, what we really do here is this wellness and synergy, and how do we bring it full circle to make it make sense, not just for me and not for me to have clients, because that's not what I'm in this for. I really don't. That's not, I mean, because look, for those that don't know, Infinite You is my spiritual awakening. Harold Honow, born Harold Honow in Cameron, Texas, grew up in Temple, Texas, moved to San Antonio, Texas at the age of 12. And recently I changed my name to, or I use both, Harold Ahonow, spelled different, and add an A to the last name. And it's my calling. And, you know, I've really wanted, like, I remember having, I don't know if it's dreams, visions, or just some kind of remembrance. I don't know how and why, but there is a vivid memory of me on top of me, like in a dream, like on top of a mountain, and on one side is like doom and gloom, the other side is heaven on earth, and I'm grabbing people's arms from one side and like pulling them over to heaven on earth. And I was a child. I remember that I was a child. I had this, you know, vision, whatever it was, early on. And to be playing this part that I have an opportunity to play for myself. And, you know, I just want to get the story out, my story, to be honored in that. So because look, you tell your stories around me, I start telling your stories to other people. As long, I mean, obviously with permission, not trying to put your business out there, but if you have amazing, inspiring stories and missions and projects, then I talk about them and other people know about them and they go and support you. And we should all be doing that. We should all be dreaming each other's dreams and doing a little dream adjustments to make sure that we're all on the same page. And this is where what I have discovered with, you know, my desire to, in quotation marks, hack the matrix. To me, hacking the matrix is just bringing clarity to one's purpose and mission. And it doesn't mean that you're stuck in the matrix. You're not hacking it to get out of it. You are hacking it because you like to do a Rubik's Cube or a puzzle. You like challenges. You like to go into escape rooms and watch Saw, you know, even though you're scared, you know, like we will tempt fate to put our soul in check, to, you know, put the infinite on the finite and, you know, put everything in its place in order to, throw everything in disarray so you can replace it, you know, create a new pattern. Why be the same thing every time you want to adjust? You're adjusting to not be the same thing. I mean, that's literally why we do those things. So anyway, with where, you know, what Infinite You would, what I have listened to my own inner guidance, with paying attention to the external world, with my internal world, and having, you know, a lot of times, many, many times, very, you know, epic synchronicities that blow my mind. And people tell me, you're not going to believe me when I tell, and I'm like, yeah, try me, really. And like 90% of what I tell people, that's really hard to believe. So I'm okay with the not seen. all I like to do is make it make sense. And I can take someone's blurred vision and take it with another blurred vision and link them to and create a clear story, a clear pathway of coherence and understanding, overstanding of what has transpired. And it doesn't have to be the details of it, but the underlying, you know, mechanism of why we would want to adjust and, you know, not being, because you really, maybe you could, maybe that's someone else's job, but I don't think it is a lot of people's job. A lot of people's job to decipher the details of it all. I really feel the way that we hack the matrix is remembering your connection to the cosmos, the stars, the way things move up there, fly through there, and just there's a whole thing happening above our heads. And there's cycles, and we are not in tune with them, with the Gregorian calendar. And so one of the biggest things is our baseline frequency. What is that? So our baseline frequency on a whole is the Gregorian calendar, and the Gregorian calendar is a time equals money frequency. And then if they control the money, and I put they in quotation marks because that's, you know, the night side of yourself, and when you cannot be upset with it for being part of the Rubik's Cube or the puzzle, the hurdle, if you will, then you get to see, and that's the coherence. Putting things in its place doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It just means that you know how to maneuver. And if you know how to maneuver because you see what things are at their baseline frequency, then you can maneuver with or away, your choice. And that is the maneuverability. So, for the masses, we woke up into a timestamp that is not harmonic with the cosmos. Okay, so some people will not like this, either one of these options that I'm bringing forth. I mean, I had a discussion. I wanted to have a discussion on TikTok Live the other day, because some people are really adherent to the old ways. And I completely understand the old ways and what they serve. Now, we must evolve. We're not going backwards. And I don't think, again, you have to have all the minute details on how things were processed in the old ways when they didn't have all the things around them like we do now. We have a different template that we are in and what we have available, whether it's whatever, you hotels, buildings, skyscrapers, asphalt, concrete parks, golf course, I mean, whatever you want to call it, swing sets, toys, I don't care, things that they didn't have back then that we have now, whatever it may be, we must adapt. The place is not the same. So we can learn from the old ways, but integrating, and I'm okay with hybridizing and bringing in multiple angles of just the baseline frequency of what goes down. So let me get back to this. Why am I talking on something that I didn't even explain what the freak I'm talking about? All right. So the galactic calendar or the dream spell calendar is a mix of a few different modalities. That was, in quotation marks, a download to Jose Arguelles. And then the human design, and that was in 1987. Human design was also another, in quotation marks, download in 1987. And that is human design. And that, again, just like the galactic calendar, takes multiple modalities and mixes them together. So, you know, some people don't like that. You know, That's an issue, I think. And I know it's almost like akin to Nazi or whatever, you want to look at with this Aryan nation or racist, whatever you want to look at, it's separation. And we can still honor all the separate, but we can't keep forcing the separate to stay separate. You can't watch everyone. There's too many mixed breeds out here, and we're mixing and mingling our, in quotation mark, races. What are we really? I understand the concern with not honoring the past in its totality when you start to build new systems. I understand that some people were humans and made mistakes before they got, in quotation mark, downloads. And to me, a download is just a set of information. It could be recycled information. It could be, oh, look at me. What am I doing? I would call this a complete download on what I've received. But I'm putting together things that existed by other people, the charts and maps, and other people knew about all these things. Does that really negate that I sequenced it together in a specific way that assists people, that appreciate that sequence? And that's my rant on the, taking data from the past and maybe not completely honoring it. And honestly, look, these are stories that other people have said and other people experienced. I don't know them. I just know how the information came to me, and I'm taking what I'm being guided to take, and the rest I can leave behind. Nobody should sit there and completely say everything that another source is completely true, forwards and backwards, forevermore. Nothing's wrong with it. It's the most perfect thing ever to exist. That just, there's not one thing like that, in my opinion. There's not one thing other than like a few basic, like universal laws. But if we're not talking about universal laws and you're talking about some man-made religion or something that's been around here for 200,000 years or whatever, when we've listed been around for billions and humanity and races and ET, all for whatever you want to call it, we're a whole quantum, mixture of things. If that's not in your, ending argument, then we're not on the same page. So I'm just offering my term of hacking the matrix is giving more clarity, and the way that I approach it is by two processes that were downloaded in 1987. I was 10 years old when they got these downloads. I was born in 1977. So 1987, the reason why I feel so connected to these dates and how they ring some harmonic tones for me is because they're being spoken by multiple perspectives and angles, and that's it. You from that you should know that they're not both talking about, and I'm just going to throw out examples here. Flat Earth, like, oh, we're both talking about flat Earth, and we're saying that there's a black hole sun. No, it would be like one person's talking about flat Earth, and it's a black hole sun, or and then someone on the globe Earth is also talking about, whoa, there's a black hole sun. Then in the middle, you might be like, oh, maybe the truth is the black hole sun. That this is where you can start cross examining the data that you're getting to get closer and closer to the truth that makes the most sense for you to put the silver lining to make this place make sense, because it does. It is a harmonic, coherent pattern that adjusts, and the way that it maneuvers from one pattern to the next makes sense. It's like if you took an above, cut the roof off of a high school and saw in between classes, and just saw all these little granules of sand, people, little children going from one room to the next until they find their next nodal point. And then if you, phew, can you imagine making a school into like a mandala and having all the children like, whoop, whoop, like you literally set them up to be like, oh, we're going to crisscross y'all and do a whole beautiful mandala. Look, man, that can, imagine that. Can you imagine that? That's like putting this, put the silver lining on it, folks. So anyway, we're shifting all these, nodal points and access points. And it's just places where information gets to mix and mingle. It's almost like a networking, cosmic networking, where you have a set of information and you want to create a strategic partnership with someone or a collaboration with another ring, and you got to get up from one table and go to the next one. Like 10 minutes is up, now move. Speed dating, networking. So that's kind of like what we're doing, and we're sharing codes, and we expand and we contract, right? Codes aren't accepted. Can one participant contracts, and then that information, maneuvers into. Come on, it's like it's data. All right, so where are we at? We've got I hacked the matrix. What are these courses that I was talking about? So I said I have two different charts or things that I like to use. That's Galactic Calendar and Human Design. And we're also looking at the maps. So the maps are the solar eclipses, and I can tie these in, and it helps me to triangulate these three data sets. Because I can put your story into a time space and convert those dates with these apps that are for the Galactic Calendar and Human Design. And it gives me a nice clean slate of information that I can gather, and I can put the coherent pieces together and have it make sense where you would be tied to, let's just say you were in Arizona. north of Sedona in Hopi Nation during some specific time that in the galactic calendar was connected to the prophecy or of the Hopi Nation or like something like that. And your human design had the channel or gate that opened up for ancestral communication, right? I'm throwing just random shit out, but that, I'm just giving you examples of the ways that these energies communicate with each other. Your template. You're a holographic center point of stargates and planets and alignments that when you were born, you hold a baseline template that's yours connected to the cosmos and the galactic calendar. Whether anybody wants to believe it or not, this shit's talking to me. When I type in and convert dates in the galactic calendar, I get communication that talks about tones and sequences that take us from one expression to the next and align with dates and times that connect us, give us an access point from the Gregorian calendar into the galactic calendar and then away from time all itself, and everything just becomes a synchronistic expression of self, of being. And that's really where we're going, is just this you become a synchronometer, and everything you walk around is just synchronistic and magical, and you don't need to ask for anything because it's all synchronistically provided to you by your reflections and this whole quantum entanglement with you and everything around you, because inherently you are the all. And it emanates from the inside of you and projects out. So what we have, if you go to our pin site account, which is our online course site, and you can access that through our website, infiniteyou.info. But if you go to our pin site account, which is pin site, that's PENSIGHT. .com/x/infiniteyou77 and you can go on there, and if you want to set up a 30 minute free consultation for decoding your destiny, We can go into some more detail, and I'd like to find out a little bit more about you to see if this is correct for you. This doesn't work if you don't work it. If you don't participate, you'd get no participation. I mean, honestly, you do, but will you see it? Will you recognize it? Will you be an active participant with it? I don't know. That would be up to you. You could come in, get a 30-minute consultation, gather everything you need, and go forth and take advantage of a free consultation and let me light you up with some information and get information from you and let you be seen and heard and felt and understood so that way your dreams become part of my dreams and my story. And we just kind of figure it out. But we've got 30 minutes to decode your destiny. And again, that is free. Go on, set it up. And then we have the GLLG. So this is where what we're doing with the Human Design Galactic Calendar maps and apps and helping you find your part in the entire collective story. This is where you get to activate that with after this totality eclipse on 4/8/24. We will be in a new pattern of existence, and you could pull your resources with your community or find them, and Infinite You will be here. We're creating the exit points and the alignment story to help you find your center before you go on and lay your anybody before anyone. I mean, I just put it on you when I say that, but on anyone's issues, you know, or confusion with themselves and their gifts to go on to someone else's property, because communities are looking for their humans to come and take part. They're coming to take part in the Infinite You journey to co-create heaven on earth, to build a better tomorrow, really from the ground up, honoring the planet. And that's the other part of this, is this GLLG is showing you how the solar eclipses and human design and Human Design, Galactic Calendar, the maps and the apps, and this activation that I have curated as our master course. We have the free opportunities, right? Our Decode Your Destiny. And that's to find out if the Human Design, Galactic Calendar, maps and apps activation is worth it for you. Right now, before 1/1/2024, we have it on discount, super duper. Like, it's not going to happen again. Even the price that I have it without the discount, it's changing after 1/1. It's not going to be 333. Right now we have 33% off of that. So take advantage of it and book your time with me, because that's 4 45-minute sessions. And we really get the ball rolling for you. And that's nothing compared to what you're going to get with 4 sessions with me. And so let's find out if it's worth it. And the GLLG, once this money, the resources shift, a lot of people will be buying land. And so once you get your gifts in order and how you connect with Father Sky and Mother Earth, the cosmic alignments of the solar eclipses and where we are in the sacred sites in America are going to paint a picture of this ascension process and how to bring back nature into our world in a very nice and harmonic way, and have a tropical, you know, world with food from flowing and growing everywhere, and nature in our school system. And these no more mystery schools. They will be, you know, breath work and intention setting, and being a steward of this planet will be part of our, you know, guidance with the younger children. And I'm not even going to get into, by 2027, we'll have a whole new breed and a whole, like, things are going to shift very, very quickly, where some of the stuff I'm saying now are still just way held back. And I'm doing that on purpose, because I cannot blow everyone's top on where we're going. It's got to roll out the way that it's supposed to roll out for you. This is your story. You're just listening to my story. I'm offering a reflection of some very grandiose opportunities using cosmic alignments and downloads that people got. And when I'm putting these downloads in quotation, because all it is, it's people gathering information in whatever way that is. That could be being held up in a room for 8 days in the dark and like having a psychedelic experience and seeing all these different things that are in the quantum field as opportunities, and they got to put them all together in a sequence. Or it could be day-to-day life and a billboard and a person talking 10 feet away and their own conversation answers questions in your head. Someone says something in a movie that sparks imagination, and now you got a new device on your hand. Like, so those are all downloads. Those are all ways that information and data get into the being. And so when we put all these different downloads, and what I'm doing is I'm taking the hybrid systems and I'm hybridizing them themselves and adding them into this soup that you get to look at how you connect to it all. They were downloaded for me to grab and for me to sequence in my way and level it up to another degree. And now it's up to you to do the same thing, because when you return the information back to me, Infinite You, and our organization here, our business, we get to put it together and give people a clearer picture on how you sequence events together to create the inspiration, to create the activation, and create the momentum, the drive, the persistence of fulfilling the project's goals. And how do we do this for all the amazing projects and goals that we have for our children, for humanity, with co-creating heaven on earth? It's not going to happen as a bunch of ragtag, individualized little pieces and parts all over the place. We got to decentralize, decentralize. We are here to offer an opportunity for everyone to find their own story, and we can create these pockets happening all over the place all at once. It's like the 100th monkey effect, the Maharishi effect, and Infinite You. My name is Harold. I am here to herald. I'm doing this for the beginning. Once we are activated, I get to take, you know, a back seat to others, you know, the children, my children, your children, to, you know, guide this thing, because they will know. It'll be brought up in our society to know how this place operates, with bringing our natural waterways back clean, new energy, free energy, free water, you know, all the things. We're really, really close to having this rubber band effect of being completely in lack and being like a rev limiter on our expression as a being, to being fully free. And so this is where what we're offering with Infinite You is access to the workshops. The people are like, we are not going to do it all. So this is the other thing about knowing what Infinite You is here for. We are a hub. I have a way for you to find your other pieces within the game, your higher selves, your reflections that are doing the thing that you want to be doing. I'm going to show you through my actions how I created the process of finding my higher selves here, expressing themselves and doing the thing, so I don't have to do it all. I believe I have one of my podcasts here that I explain, my view on bringing in over $1 billion into San Antonio for it to be renovated for me, for my dreams, to pay attention to water and our rivers and our natural waterways and all these different things. So everyone has that opportunity to affect their community in a very large way. and it works very well, where you don't have to do a lot of work if you can sequence it in an order that has it make sense, because we're all limited by our beliefs right now. And I've been looking at a lot at the mass consciousness set of beliefs, and wow, there's quite a few that are not in the state of knowing their magic. Sorry, I've got a little phlegm in my throat and just it's messing with me, and I'm not going to pause this every single time. So sorry if it's bothering anyone by this time. Well, 45 minutes in, if you've held on all the way through until the end here, then you're okay with it. So the Master Course will help you find yourself. The GLLG, our access to transformational festivals, and not just ours, but the ones that our friends put together, my reflections, my higher selves, they're here. And they've got festivals that they put together, and they put a whole group together and synergize human beings to not just entertain you, but educate and express and show their reflection of healing and processing, you know, hate and hurt and all the other things. Right, to find their balance as they're riding around on a unicycle, juggling, doing circusy stuff and fire spinning and laser lightsing. Like, there's a really amazing world out there for everyone to experience. And I was able to toss myself into this world. And it's the most magical thing I could have ever done for myself in this lifetime. And I've only just begun, because when we do it collectively, ooh, my heart lights on fire. Y'all might just get me to turn into the phoenix. If we have a certain amount of people, I might just like, and just fly out of here. And that may be the process. I don't know. But we dance, we play, we sing, we drum, we spin around, we twirl, we cry. We hold each other, we see and feel and dream each other's dream. This is a real thing. Heaven on earth is happening all around you. You just need to pay attention. And that only costs you a little bit of time. So I hope all this helps out. I Infinite You, this practical spiritual advising is... it's not just my stories. It is a way of being. It's a movement that we can make together. It is an opportunity to find the other parts of yourself. It's an opportunity to be seen. And I think that's like the biggest thing for most people is, I mean, yeah, you can find the other people, but what are you looking? Why are you trying to find them? Because they'll see you, they'll recognize you, they'll feel you, and they'll dream your dreams. That way you know you're not alone. So I hope this inspires you to be the change that you wish to see in the world, until all you see is the change that you become. Because you can't yell at the mirror and ask it to smile. This is about you smiling first and taking note and gratitude for where you are and where we are together. It's all going to make sense. I guarantee it. There is no other way. So with that, I want you to love always in all ways. Peace.